Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Giustino, our political observer, joining us, Alan Shar, talking. Alan, this from Politico. Edward Snowden didn't win a Pulitzer Prize on Monday, but he might as well have. In a move certain to be interpreted as a vindication of the former government contractor's efforts, the Pulitzer Prize Board awarded The Guardian U.S. and The Washington Post its coveted public service award for reporting on the NSA's domestic surveillance practices.
David, I've said it 1,000 times. You can't have a democracy unless people know what's going on. Snowden did that. Snowden told us what was happening. This has been regarded by many as a traitorous act. By others as saying somebody who said, hey, if you're going to vote, you better know what you're going to vote on. You better know what your government is doing for you and to you and with you. And that is exactly the position that I think is being vindicated now. And when you take a look and see one of the most prestigious awards going to the two newspapers that had the guts to publish the stuff and to talk about it, that really is something. It's a very rare time that you see the press up against the conventional wisdom of the government. But the government would always tell the press what to do if they had the ability to do it. In this case, the NSA revelations were something that scared the hell out of a lot of people and said, we're watching you, we're collecting your data. That's something Americans should have known about, didn't know about now, thanks to these two institutions.
The Social Security Administration, in a reversal, Alan, announced that it will immediately cease efforts to collect on taxpayers' debts to the government that are more than 10 years old.
Every day you bump your head against the wall and you say, how could anybody be so stupid? And this is stupid, you know. So some kid who is 4 years old or 9 years old or 4 months old is being taxed for what his parents may have done and other people and all of this time later and the money taken out of his Social Security account. It is just beyond anything that is rational. It has a funny side to it, but it's also pathetic. The idea that somebody in the White House must have picked up the paper yesterday when all of this came out and said, are you kidding? Stop it and stop it now. And obviously it is being stopped. I mean, you know, look, David, I can tell you from people that I have watched with horror over the years who owe huge amounts to the federal government, fines that were put on them for doing bad things. And I'm sure I read in the paper once that it was billions of dollars in those. Those are the people who did bad things, and those are the people the government didn't go after. And you wonder, what genius thought this one up?